USA Radio News with Wendy King.
International trade is one of the main topics at the G7 summit in France, and President Trump is touting a big handshake trade deal with Japan. All seven world leaders met for a session on the global economy, called for by President Trump. A senior administration official says the White House feels French President Emmanuel Macron is spending too much time on topics like climate change and gender equality. They say he only wants to score political points and isolate President Trump. Mr. Trump later announced the new trade deal with Japan.
It's billions and billions of dollars. Tremendous for the farmers.
He also commented on this weekend's missile test from North Korea.
I'm not happy about it, but again, he's not in violation of an agreement.
The session will wrap up on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to redress the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein say he can't get a fair trial in the world's media capital. That question is now looming over the sexual assault case against the disgraced movie mogul. The jury selection is set for early next month. Weinstein's lawyers want the trial moved out of New York City because of pretrial publicity. An appeals court would rule on the request as early as Monday. Weinstein also is due in court. He's going to be arraigned on a new indictment. With Labor Day only a week away, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline continues to drop.
The U.S. average price of regular grade gasoline at the pumps is $2.66. It's down more in this two-week period than in prior periods. It's down 8 cents.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest price in the United States is in Honolulu, Hawaii at $3.57 a gallon. The lowest is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at $2.07 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After yesterday's lightning-filled round in Atlanta, there's a new PGA champion. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
After severe lightning forced yesterday's third round of play to be suspended, it was a very long day at the Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta. As Rory McIlroy closed his day with a birdie, shot 4-under-66 in the final round to finish at 18-under and win the PGA Tour Championship. American Xander Schauffele finished at 14-under for second. Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas finished tied for third at -13. It was the highest paying day also in golf history, with McIlroy taking home $15 million and the trophy for tour champion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A second Republican will challenge President Trump in his bid for re-election, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former one-term Republican Illinois congressman turned conservative talk radio host Joe Walsh is running for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination, saying why in a video that he posts on Sunday morning.
We have someone in the White House who we all know is unfit. Someone who lies virtually every time he opens his mouth.
Later on ABC's This Week, Walsh called Trump a child. This makes two challengers to the president, as former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced to run back in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.